This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside the final hour of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios where the Stanley Johnson game is starting to get close to conclusion. He comes off the bench tonight. The Lakers are getting killed by Utah, and now they are putting the finishing touches on a big victory to get the team back to 500 as he comes off the bench for 15 points. And he is just doing anything he wants to against Jazz. The Jazz are like, what is happening to us? We're one of the best teams in the West. The Lakers are... And the Lakers are playing terrific. LeBron is 25-7-7. It's been a big night for him. But clearly the bench getting it done. Johnson's got 15 and Monk's got 14 and Taylor Norton Tucker has 10. So the Lakers continue to do what they do. They win a game to get to 500. You think, oh, they've passed their worst time now. Here they come. Then they get thumped. Oh, they're one game under 500 now. Oh, yeah, they're the back. This is kind of just who the Lakers are. But wow, the Stanley Johnson game. Now the game's got a title. Is almost over.
Well, Magic Johnson sounded the alarm. Said, stop your lollygag, and everybody deserves better. And at least for one night, Stanley Johnson.
You know, how
he was the hero you needed.
How awkward is Magic's relationship with the Lakers. I mean, this is like the most awkward storyline, the weirdest relationship in sports. Magic, who is a Laker through and through and an absolute legend that is more beloved by the fans than any other Laker that ever put the uniform on, works for the team, leaves the team, slash gets pushed out, insults the GM on the way out that he pushed him out, then starts going on Twitter when they win saying how great they play. Then when they don't play well, it's the Lakers need to make changes, and you know, Laker fans deserve better. What an odd relationship. It's like, I love the Lakers, but I don't like some of the people running the team. I like others. You know, he finds a way to rip the Lakers' moves, but somehow praising Jeannie Buss, saying Jeannie Buss deserves better. This is such an awkward relationship. This is like the people, you know, that go, I don't get why they date. I don't understand. I don't get their relationship. I don't understand why they're together. I don't know how they're together.
Well, because the makeup is spectacular.
All they do is insult each other. That's all they do. It's really big. If you ever go out to drinks with them, oh, man, he's awful to her and she's awful to him. And I don't understand. And they're still together and it's been 3 years. I don't get it. It's so awkward. It's so awkward. So the Lakers, again, lead the Jazz 99-90. They're going to win this game. 25 seconds left to go. Russell Westbrook is shooting free throws for the Lakers. Now, we'll have more. We got Jason Lock and Fora coming up in a few minutes. More on tonight's game. Matthew Stafford and Kyler Murray and company. But the aftermath of the Dallas Cowboys and what happened to them yesterday is still such hot button topic. And the first thing, Mike, I want to say is this, before we get to Dak Prescott, is what drove me crazy yesterday was the number of people who said, I don't know why Dallas isn't throwing a Hail Mary. Right? Why isn't Dallas? There's 14 seconds left. Why don't they throw a Hail Mary? Instead, they wind up running Dak up the middle, and they don't get the snap off in time. Why are they not running a Hail Mary? These are the same exact people that just have pre-decided whatever Dallas does is wrong. Because if Dallas had thrown Hail Marys, let's say they got to throw two of them with 14 seconds left to go, and they didn't get either of them, the same exact people, and I mean the same exact people in the media everywhere, would say, I don't know why the Cowboys are throwing Hail Marys. You got 14 seconds. You can get downfield a little bit more and have a more manageable shot at the end zone. Same exact people. Because I see people who decide this is what I'm going to do. When the Cowboys lose, no matter what their decision is, it's bad. No matter what it is. And even if they pull it out and win and Dak throws a touchdown on the final play, it's, boy, the Cowboys shouldn't have had to have that to escape. I mean, it's like people have made up their minds on topics, and I that's really unfair. And it's just a way to try to give, you know, lazy people a take on it. Well, I'm just going to say this because why didn't they do it? They had 14 seconds. You know, they had a play that got them the 25-yard line, because how often do Hail Marys work? Hardly bleeping ever. They would have had a decent shot, but it just fell short because Dak didn't do the right thing with the football, and the official had trouble spotting the ball. It happens that way. I can't say the Cowboys made a bad call, because that's exactly right. Dak goes down and gets another 15 yards. I'd rather have one shot with 1 second left from 25 yards out than Dak fading back from midfield and throwing two balls up into the end zone, hoping to get a big deflection or something. I mean, that's just lazy, and I can't stand, oh, he should have had the Hail Mary, because those are pundits and experts and insiders and hosts who have just said, you know what, I've decided ahead of time, whatever the Cowboys do, it's wrong. And that's what my take is going to be.
Yeah, I would say a little earlier, my favorite Dak throw of the night ended up falling incomplete because Cedric Wilson couldn't track it and find it. Right?
Oh,
flushed out of pocket, running for his life, wings it.
Yeah, yep.
And ball should have been caught. But that's a whole, you know, ifs and buts and plenty of those over the course of a night. You know, why you didn't run the ball more? How come you have so many pre-snap penalties? What the hell's wrong with you all that you're not figuring this out?
What the hell is wrong with you?
No, look, there's a lot of things. You raise your hand and you're like, you have all this talent. They can't possibly cover the three wideouts, Dalton Schultz, and account for the two running backs without you being able to get one of these playmakers into a plus situation. But all of that being said, right, San Francisco on that final drive gave up a couple of easy tosses. And then they're like, all right, we'll get them. Well, what you did was you removed any of the chance for error, right? You pushed it right to the edge and you lost. right? Because so many quarterbacks, ex-quarterbacks, people talking, you know, about it today. It's like, well, you know, in our drills, we would allot for this amount of time and this and how we would run our two-minute drills in practice, etc. And saying where they were at with 14 seconds was, man, that is really cutting it. That calls for absolute operational efficiency. And could you be mad about the official and the extra, you know, emphasis on where he respotted the ball? Sure, I guess you can get pissed a little bit. But you know what? The offensive line and Dak Prescott have to know the rules of engagement and how this works. You've run two-minute drills before. But on the overall, yeah, the narrative's written, right? If Matthew Stafford, if when they lose, it's going to be he couldn't get it done, regardless of whatever happens in that game. He could go
for 505, but if
he makes one bad throw in the final possession, that's it. You know, when the money was on the line, he couldn't finish it. When you look at the Dallas Cowboys, look, I picked San Francisco to win one because I had them before the season to get to the Super Bowl, right? Going bold and out on a limb with the thing. If everything broke right, and it's still – you know, has plenty of ways that it just blows up given the injuries and, well, Jimmy at his worst is something really spectacular at times. But with the Cowboys, you know, you either fully on board because you thought this was the all-star team as it assembled, right? All of the different awards and expository writing about the greatness of Micah Parsons, Dan Quinn, and what that defense has become. You know, when you're talking about Diggs in the defensive backfield, everybody remembers the interceptions. They forget about the number of times he got burned on big plays over the course of the year, and certainly a bunch of former cornerbacks pointing out the double moves that left him standing there looking around like, what just happened again? But for Dak Prescott, yeah. I mean, everybody's waiting with the poison pens. Maybe they don't like Jerry Jones. Maybe they're not Mike McCarthy guys, and they're looking for the change, whether it's Moore, whether it's Quinn, whether it's some unknown entity to be named, that, you know, the Cowboys help stir the drink. So by losing and losing spectacularly, it takes it to a whole other level. It's another thing. They lose 34-30. There's no controversy. Everybody just kind of shrugs and goes, damn, that's the worst. Cowboys are out. And there's nothing, no juice to it. Now this, ineffectiveness, inefficiency for the vast majority of the game, then the door opens and that's how it ends? Come on, that's the best theater you could possibly hope for, with Tony Romo calling it wrong the entire way. As Steve DeSager pointed out last night, I heard a little bit as I was driving around, I want to just...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mike, check. Mike, check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Give a knowing nod to my guy over there. Who he brought out the baseball bat for him last night, Smith. Every chance he got was, and Romo predicted that one wrong again. So good on you, Steve. Because he even said on that final play, it's like, oh, don't worry, they're going to get it set. And when they didn't, he just went, So, yeah, the 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 words were out there. Hell, Stephen A. Smith, who's been sick, right? He was out with COVID, whatever. He immediately turned his video camera on and just stared at it with a goofy grin on his face like, I'm back. So, I mean, you know, everybody was waiting for their opportunity to punch at the Cowboys.
Yeah, people want to write every story ahead of time. No matter what happens, I'm going to say this. And it's like, it's the same thing. If a team makes it all the way to the Super Bowl, but they lose. Oh, see, look what happened. Ah, it was so-and-so's fault. That's just how it goes. And it's really not fair, and it's lazy, and it unfortunately permeates that's the way it's going to be. That as long as the Cowboys don't win the Super Bowl, I can do this. And it's like, okay, or as long as Matthew Stafford doesn't win the Super Bowl, I can do this. It really is difficult, you know? But look, that's the way it works. Now,
well, it's hot take nonsense and hot take theater.
Sure.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, it's like, hey, what was my take on that 3 weeks ago? All right, we can change it. Nobody's remembering.
Now, the thing about Dak Prescott, though, is this, if we're talking about quarterbacks and ceilings and where they're at, is that, you know, look, what I told you about Dallas all season was legit, right? The Cowboys can't win grind out games when they can't front run. Right, because that's what they do great is score 14 points in the first quarter, and Dak is up and down the field, and they're running the football, and all the Cowboys. Look at that offense! Look how great they are, 49-14. Right, that's what it is. But the Cowboys can't grind it out. And my one fear picking the Cowboys was if this game starts out 10-0 San Francisco, they're going to win because the Cowboys can't fight back. And sure enough, it started out 10-0, and I said San Francisco's going to win this game. My friends are like, "What are you talking about, man? It's in the first quarter." I go, "San Francisco's going to win because the Cowboys can't fight their way back." And the reason they can't fight their way back is because Dak Prescott is not Tom Brady, and he's not Aaron Rodgers, and he's not Patrick Mahomes, and he's not Russell Wilson. Dak Prescott is a good quarterback, but he's in year 7. okay? He doesn't have the leadership. He doesn't have the moxie. He doesn't have the ability to will his team to victory when things aren't going his way. He's a good quarterback when he's surrounded by a lot of talent. In his entire career at the Cowboys, he's been surrounded by a ton of talent, by a great offensive line and weapons at running back and wide receiver. And he's been able to win a little bit. They've been able to win some NFC East, get to the playoffs, but then they go home. Dak Prescott is not special enough, right? Dak is good, and he can win games like this when things go right. But when they don't go right, he can't do it because he simply isn't that guy, right? Now this is what the Cowboys did that puts them in this position is that they really overvalued exactly how good he was and what he was capable of. And it doesn't mean that Dak can't make it to the Super Bowl because, hey, could I see a year where the Cowboys offense is great and the NFC East stinks, kind of like this year, and maybe they win a game and maybe he gets there? Yeah, I could see that because, look, the Cowboys do a great job of putting talent together, right? They owe, whether it's offensive line or skill position, they do a great job putting talent together. So I'm not telling you it can't happen. But we've seen Dak for 7 years now. This is kind of the guy he is, right? And that's been a big theme tonight is who the quarterbacks are. These are kind of who they are now. And this is kind of who Dak is. He hasn't been able to, I haven't seen anything that makes him a great playoff quarterback. And this is a Dak thing that's been going on for a while now. And so if I have to look at Dak getting to the Super Bowl, if you said the over-under was a half, I would probably take the under. That Dak wouldn't make it more than he's going to make it once because I've seen the best of Dak Prescott. I've seen the best of him with a great team around him, and the Cowboys just can't do it. I mean that's an in-depth. This is what's wrong with the Dallas Cowboys. This is what happened. This is why they didn't win on Sunday. Take this wasn't well. If Dak is good, I'm going to say this, and if Dak is bad, I'm going to say it. I've told you all season long. Dallas can't grind out wins. Dak Prescott is not that kind of quarterback. They front run, and if things go right, great. But the minute they have to fight adversity, they can't because Dak isn't that player.
Well, the bigger thing to it is, remember, they also did an awful lot of bum slaying over the course of the year. You basically started 6-0 in division. I know the Eagles made the playoffs, but I think we're all starting to wonder whether the number 7 seed really gives us any value in any of this. But you got 6 games there. They beat
As you
one
would say,
play-
hey, it gives us an extra game. It gives us one or
no,
two.
No, I celebrate them all. And look, everybody gets paid. Everybody wins. The networks all get their extra cash. I'm certainly not advocating for it to go away. I just hope we find more competitive games from number 7 seeds going forward. But in this particular case, the only team they beat that made the playoffs, if I'm doing my quick fuzzy math right, is New England. 6 wins in division, Carolina, Minnesota, Atlanta, New Orleans, and sorry, Frostburg, Chargers.
No.
So, you know, there's part of that that goes into it as well of, all right, who you beating and when and how, et cetera, et cetera. So much more to be said for the Cowboys because I got a feeling there's going to be some changes really fast in that staff.
I'm going to make sure that we hire Belichick away. There's going to be a new rule that he's going to allow to coach 2 teams at once. So he's going to coach the Cowboys, and then he's going to go later on and coach the Patriots. He'll do it over Zoom, and we'll make sure Steven's on the sideline with a GoPro on his head where Belichick can say what's going on. We'll make sure the Dallas Cowboy games are in the late window in the Patriots games are in the early window, so he can do both. And I will have to just pay him, per diem. So that's how it's going to go. We'll just practice during the week. You know, Steven, Jerry Jr., and me, we can run the drills. You know, I'll put on a pair of shorts, get out there, and do a little bit of hip rotation with the defensive backs. And then on Sunday, I'll turn it over to Belichick.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We watch tonight the L.A. Rams behind Matthew Stafford and an offense that bludgeoned the Arizona Cardinals and a defense that said, hey, Kyler Murray, whatever you want to give us, we'll take. Really thumped the Cardinals, 34-11. The Rams move on. The Cardinals go home. And, you know, we talked a lot about Matthew Stafford tonight, Mike, and even the most staunchest of Stafford deniers has to admit that he's played incredibly well. Look, I told you, he was an MVP candidate the first 9 weeks of the season. He had 3 bad weeks in a row, yeah. And it was, oh, Stafford stinks.
Well, it's just a couple weeks longer than Kyler Murray when Kyler Murray got hurt. But, keep going.
Matthew Stafford. Then they won a bunch of games at the end. He throws a pick. They lose to the 49ers. Matthew Stafford has done more than the Rams expected when they got him.
No,
they just
not
wanted
yet.
Him to come in and be the guy he was with the Lions, where he would throw 30 touchdowns, 10 or 11 picks, 4,000 yards a season. Just be that guy and we'll win. Instead, 41 touchdowns, almost 5,000 yards. He's exceeded expectations. For all of you guys have done it, he's exceeded what the Rams need of him. He's been that good. That's why I feel awesome about my Rams-Packers NFC Championship game prediction from the preseason. Let's not mention the AFC, but from the NFC, Mike, I feel really good about that right now.
No, he did really well. He also was tied for the league lead in interceptions, wasn't he?
Let's just focus on the good things.
Hey, you take the good, you take the bad, and here we are into the playoffs, and he got his first career playoff win. Good job tonight. The run game set the tone. Great field position. Johnny Hecker, I mean, Hall of Famer, he was a weapon tonight. Special teams did a great job. And then Kyler Murray, let's just say he made two of the worst throws that you're ever going to do, including the one that was a 3-yard interception return for a touchdown. Matthew Stafford did what he needed to. Was he spectacular? No. Did he need to be? No. But they win, succeed, and proceed. The next test is the biggest test. So on we go. And at least you can say they've got another day to fight. Because people were asking me all day, like, I don't know what's going to show up tonight. It's like, I don't know if a bunch of people are going to come in from Arizona, seeing as tickets were cheap all week. And instead, it ended up being a huge home crowd, which has to make you feel pretty good that you're advancing into a new phase of fandom here in Los Angeles. So, big win, Odell Beckham Jr. with the blonde hair and back to being that guy.
Now, the thing that I don't understand, Mike, and I need you to explain this to me a little bit, because this is kind of difficult, is that, you know, I watched the Patriots get knocked out of the playoffs this week.
Sure.
And I thought Mac Jones was better than Tom Brady. Like, all the experts in the middle of the season told me when he would throw for 190 yards and two touchdowns and a pick, it was light years ahead of Brady. And he's doing things Brady never did. I thought he was better than Brady and not just a game manager.
Well, I think people are old enough to remember like Jason Lockenford.
I thought he was great and not a guy that threw 7 touchdowns and 7 picks in his last 6 weeks. I thought he was better than Brady and not a guy who wasn't even better than Zach Wilson the last 6 weeks of the season. Think I'm lying? Look it up. I thought he was great. I thought he was well. He's a game manager, okay? He may have better potential. But this year, he was just okay. Justin Herbert had 10 times the rookie season Mac Jones did, but because he's not with the Patriots and it's not the media so desiring for Mac Jones to be Tom Brady, we didn't pay attention to it. But Mac Jones, I'm embarrassed for everybody that pumped up Mac Jones in the middle of the season. He's so great. He's just a guy. He was the best rookie quarterback because you know what? All the other rookie quarterbacks stunk or didn't see the field. So yeah, not like Mac Jones had a lot to get to be a great rookie quarterback. His quarterback rating was middle of the pack. The guy threw 22 touchdowns, didn't even throw for 4,000 yards. I mean, let's just be realistic when it comes to Mac Jones when you're comparing him to the all-time greats like, you know, Tom Brady and Joe Montana all thrown into one.
Well, I think at least most of what I would have believed was you could at least say, all right, here they're building a team in the image of what Tom Brady had as a young quarterback, whether he was better or not. Folks could pick stats out of the air for games here and small sample sizes to get to their point. We see that all the time. So that doesn't surprise anything or anybody. I think he's a guy that's got upside. I don't know that he's got the tremendous ceiling. And earmuffs, Frostburg, and all Charger fans out there. You know what he did that Herbert didn't do as a rookie? He got to the playoffs.
Okay.
So that's going to be part of it, right? That's going to be part of the argument. And one thing, can I just I'm going to hijack this for 20 seconds. Ben Maurer, I know, will do a big tribute tonight, but Les Grobstein, an overnight legend in Chicago radio, the guy who brought a tape recorder to the famous Lee Elia rant that we have it all these years later, the manager in Chicago who cursed out everybody and called all Cub fans a bunch of non-working bums with a lot of expletives thrown in. He died at the age of 69 on the overnight. So, you know, paying tribute to a guy who is a standard bearer for the old school way of doing radio. So, respect to him.
85% of the people that in Chicago have jobs. The other 15% come out here.
That's it. Well, because that was before they had lights, so everything was a day game, right?
Right, exactly.
These bums in the stands.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Our Best Of podcast goes up in a few minutes. iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, wherever you listen to podcasts, it is there. Download, rate us. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Ben Maller's coming up next. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.